Numbers chapter 18. And the Lord Jehovah said to Aaron, You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the sin of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the sin of your priesthood. And your brothers also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, bring with you, that they may be joined to you and minister to you. But you and your sons with you shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep your charge, and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor you die. And they shall be joined to you, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come near to you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath, anger, judgment any more upon the children of Israel. And I indeed I have taken your brothers the Levites from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for the Lord Jehovah, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore you and your sons with you shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar, and within the curtain, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office to you as a service of gift, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Aaron, Look, I also have given you the charge of my lifted up offerings of all the holy things of the children of Israel. To you I have given them because of the anointing, and to your sons, by an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy things, reserved from the fire, every offering of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render to me, shall be most holy for you and for your sons. In the most holy place you shall eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. And this is yours, the lifted up offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel I have given them to you and to your sons and to your daughters with you by a law forever. Everyone that is clean in your house shall eat of it. All the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine and of the wheat, the first fruits of them which they shall offer to the Lord Jehovah, them I have given to you. And whatever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring to the Lord Jehovah, shall be yours. Everyone that is clean in your house shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be yours. Everything that opens the womb in all flesh which they bring to the Lord Jehovah, whether it be of men or beasts, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean beasts you shall redeem, and those that are to be redeemed from a month old, you shall redeem, according to your estimation, for the money of 5 shekels of silver, about 2 ounces, 56.7 grams, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of cattle, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet aroma to the Lord Jehovah. And their flesh of them shall be yours, as the wave breast and as the right shoulder are yours. All the lifted up offerings of the holy things, which the children of Israel offer to the Lord Jehovah, I have given to you, and your sons and your daughters with you by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord Jehovah, to you and to your descendants with you. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Aaron, You shall have no inheritance in their land, neither shall you have any part among them. I am your part and your inheritance among the children of Israel. And indeed I have given the children of Levi all the tenth tithe in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel from this time forth come near the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their sin. It shall be a law forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel which they offer as a lifted up offering to the Lord Jehovah, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said to them, Among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. And the Lord, Jehovah, spoke to Moses, saying, Say this to the Levites, and say to them, When you take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a lifted up offering of it for the Lord Jehovah, even a tenth part of the tithe. And this your lifted up offering shall be accounted to you, as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the wine press. So you also shall offer a lifted up offering to the Lord Jehovah of all your tithes, which you receive of the children of Israel, and you shall give it to the Lord Jehovah's lifted up offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts you shall offer every lifted up offering of the Lord Jehovah, of all its best, even the holy part out of it. Therefore you shall say to them, when you have lifted up its best from it, then it shall be counted to the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress. And you shall eat it in every place, you and your households, because it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall bear no sin because of it, when you have lifted up the best from it, neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die.